Have you ever felt undervalued as a mum because you aren't financially contributing to your household? Have you looked on Facebook and seen other people, or perhaps they're your siblings, going places in their career, and then despite yourself, despite how much you love being with your little people, you've felt a pang like somehow you're a failure because you have nothing to show for that four-year uni degree? Or maybe that's just me. Tune in today because I'm going to be going over some of the most important lessons I've learned so far in my motherhood walk. Hi, I'm Brenda and you're listening to the Little Kingdom Warriors podcast, where we help our kids discover God through play. Are you overwhelmed by the weight of your never-ending list of things to do, but desperately want to invest in your kids' faith life? Are you tired of the same old colouring sheets and seemingly lifeless Bible stories that you're even struggling to sound enthusiastic about? Well, I'm here to help. I'm a lover of all things creative, an ex-primary school teacher turned stay-at-home mum and follower of Jesus. Let's walk this path together and transform our kids' lives with new and exciting ways to explore the Bible and help them become God's little kingdom warriors. We might not have it all together, but with God, and maybe a strong coffee or two, we've got this. Hey, hey, and welcome to today's episode. This is the Little Kingdom Warriors podcast, and I'm your host, Brenda Cortis. So this week, I was very close to not hitting record. A few things have been going on lately. We are actually getting ready to go out to my in-laws' cattle property soon. I've got a heck of a lot to pack. The kitchen is missing at the moment. I might even put a little picture in my Facebook group so you can see what it currently looks like and in my email list. At the moment at the farm, at the quarters where we're going to be moving to later this year, there is only a sink there. The rest of the kitchen has been removed. So I've been frantically trying to organise things for the kitchen to go in. In amongst all of that, my youngest Jesse is not sleeping very well. He's been teething, super, super clingy. And one of my children, who shall remain nameless, has been particularly trying this week. And I feel like I have been doubting myself a lot, feeling like somehow I am getting it all wrong. And here I am, and I'm meant to be trying to help other people and maybe give them some inspiration. But what I have found out from some feedback I have got already this week is that these things need to be talked about. And the other thing I have realized is that everybody struggles. And if we don't talk about the struggles, then everybody seems to think that everyone else has it all together. And that is really not the case. Today, I wanted to dive into three of the most important lessons that I've learned so far in my motherhood walk. And as I was reflecting on the difficult week I have had, I came back to a lovely quote that I found by someone called Andy Stanley. And it's one of those quotes that I come back to when I feel like I am not enough as a stay-at-home mum. So I am staying at home full-time with my kids, and I'm also homeschooling Lily, my eldest, at the moment. And the quote is, "Your greatest contribution to the kingdom of God may not be something you do, but someone you raise." And the reason I love that so much is sometimes we can get so caught into worrying about our title, our job title, our career title, what we do, how we, perhaps you're also worrying about how much you're contributing in your local church and what you're doing in your community around you. But I feel like it is so important to make sure that first and foremost, we are focusing our attention on making sure that we are getting what's happening behind those four walls right. Something that I have been considering lately is thinking about how little time it feels like we have. Some days it feels like it was only just yesterday that Lily was born, and then now she's five. And it's quite a scary thought in a way to consider how short it feels that time is that we have. And at the end of the day, it's not really going to matter if our kids get the highest grades in their work, in their schoolwork. What will really matter is if they've come to know and love Christ. And I want to feel that I have done everything in my power and to help them come to know God. Have I fostered a love for God? The second lesson that I have learned in my motherhood walk is that the little lessons matter. Those incidental moments are teaching moments and they're not to be downplayed. So what I'm referring to is, say, moments where you can bring a Bible verse into an everyday conversation. So as an example, and I don't do this well all the time, I just want you to know that, but I've really been trying to make sure I am explicitly bringing the Bible back into things like, say, behavior. So, for example, there was a moment the other day where I was able to talk about to Lily, we were having a conversation about how she was fighting, probably, happens all the time, how she was fighting with her brother, Huey. And I was talking about how in the Bible it talks about love one another as I have loved you, and all men will know that you are my disciples because of the way you love one another. And then we talked about, well, do you think that people would know that you love Jesus by the way that you are loving Huey? And I feel like those moments are so important to have throughout the day, and we can make them teaching moments. And all of those little seeds that are sown throughout the day and throughout our kids' childhood, it's really going to matter in the long run. So don't forget that the little lessons matter. It doesn't always have to be a big, let's sit down at the dining room table and do a devotional, because sometimes everybody is hangry, but perhaps if we can pay more attention to making sure that we are bringing things back to God in the little moments in the day. The third and final thing that I have learned in my motherhood walk is that modeling matters. And what I mean by this, and I say this quite a lot, kids have big ears, not literally, although some of them perhaps do, but they are always taking in what we are doing, even when we don't think we are, they are. Sometimes we are so unaware of the way we react and things we do and the things we say, and then they suddenly are coming out with our sayings or our mannerisms or whatever it can be. They are sponges. And sometimes it can be a bit of a wake-up call for us when we are perhaps modeling the wrong kind of behavior, when we are saying things that we shouldn't be saying, perhaps if we swear in front of them or if we lose our temper. They are picking up on all of that, and it is definitely and has definitely been a bit of a wake-up call for myself to really consider that they are seeing what I do and they are learning from that. And we can do so much in our discipling of our kids by modeling for them how we can love each other and love God. So a good example of how we could model to our kids would be seeing the way that we care for others. So for example, could you cook a meal for a family that's going through a tough time? I think it's also important to recognize that they need to understand that you are also human, and when we do make mistakes, to be able to see us apologizing or trying to correct our behavior or talking through it as well. Because the reality is that as mums and as wives, we are always going to be making a mistake somewhere along the way, but we can still be discipling our kids even in that imperfection. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 6 to 7, it says, "And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart, and you shall teach them diligently to your children." I just want to end on this final verse. It says in Galatians 3:28, "There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus." And that was just a reminder to me, going back to that first point I made about how sometimes I feel inadequate because perhaps I don't have that big, flashy career like other people I see around me are having, and don't have all those accolades. But in the eyes of God, we are all equal. And at the end of the day, that's really not going to matter to him at all. It's going to matter how we loved our kids and how we loved our family and how we taught them about God. Well, that's it from me today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. As always, I would really love it if you could hop on over to the Facebook group and join the chat there. And if you haven't already, sign up to my email list. I generally only send out an email when a new episode drops, and that's pretty much it in terms of the emails I send out. I hope you have a great week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you or made an impact on you in some way, I would be so grateful if you could take a minute to leave a review to help other people find my show. Don't forget to click subscribe so you are the first to know when a new episode airs. Hop on over and join my free Little Kingdom Warriors Facebook community, which I will link for you in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening, and God bless. I'll see you next time.